All right, today we're going to finish Siman Reish Tzadik Daled Bezus Hashem. All right, we're going to hopefully complete Hilchos Arla. We last learned Sif Chav Daled because I wanted to get to Lulav and Esrig on Erev Sukkos. So we last learned Sif Chav Daled and a tale of Tzarech Mitzvah. Remember someone asked the kasha? Remember? What was the kasha? That tzarech lulav branches up potter anyway. Okay. So we'll come to that today. So let me just... Arla. The Torah says, unetatem kol eitz machol. And from that, Chazal Darshan, that if you plant an Eitz Machol, but you plant it for other purposes, the siyag, as a boundary marker, or for the wood, la'etzim, or la'binyan, that it's potter from Arla. In other words, Eitz Machol is not the min, but Eitz Machol is the actual planting, when the tatem called Eitz Machol, has to be that you plant it for eating purposes. Only that is at Chayiv and Arla. That's the Gzeres HaKosov, and that's what in Sivchav Gimel we learned, that if it's Ein Daiter L'Achila, Elo Liyais L'Siyag, Ola Binyan, Ola Eitzim, that it is Potter from Dinei Arla. In Sivchav Dalit, we learn that Hanoteya Le... The question is why? It's also not letzarech achila. Why is it chayiv? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that the mitzvah is achshavei. What does that mean, the mitzvah is achshavei? The way we understand is the following. Unetatem kol eitz meichel. Eitz meichel has a chashivas. Trees planted for harvesting, for fruit, is as chashiv. Anything less chashuv is potter. So if you plant a tree for its wood, that's a less chashuv netiyah. It's potter. Planting for a mitzvah is more chashuv, it's not less chashuv. And therefore, if you plant for a mitzvah, it's chayiv in orla, it's not taka eitz meichel, but the mitzvah is achshavei, the mitzvah makes it into a chashuv netiyah. You're planting it for the guf hapri. Okay, if that's the explanation, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah being achshavei. Yeah, that means that if you would plant it for the eitz. The thing is that if you plant it for reyach, it's also potter, and that's also the pri. Do we have reyach in the previous sif? In Megeder? So I have to find it. I think it says that if you do it lahareach, that it's also potter, which would answer your question. But that means there's no arla on the fruit. If you plant a tree for a gate, for a boundary marker, and that grows, you can eat the fruit. Right. The fruit is mutter b'achilo b'hando. At any rate, this is the way the Aruch HaShulchan says. Now, what about lulav? Okay, so take a look in the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. The question is, what's going on with a lulav? So the last Rebbe Akiva Eiger on the page, I'll try to remember to do the one. Oh, the one before is the one that brings reyach. Okay. I'll get to it in a minute. Okay, let's learn first the last Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Oy esrik chayiv, haynu apri shel hadekel. It doesn't mean the lulav itself is chayiv, or the wood of the arla. Means the fruit of the arla tree is chayiv because it was planted for a mitzvah. It wasn't planted for the pri. It was planted for the lulav. And you can certainly use the lulav. And the chiddush is that the peri is chayiv in arla. It's not like Aruch HaShulchan. You're right. 1 second. Madani Melech, and I told you many times, the Madani Melech is the what we call Madani Yomtif. Right? He changed the name of the sefer after he was arrested and they banned his book. So he changed the name to Madani Yomtif. That's under the rush. Madani Melech Hiksha. The Madani argues So if you shall me isarach when they tell it tzarech mitzvah sesrig, then in they tell it tzarech apri v'loy le'etzav. Aval it tzarech luliv, then they tell it tzav, gam apri ein by mishomar olam. I said, what are you talking about? Anytime someone plants for the wood, it's potter. And therefore, if you plant for the luliv, you plant for the luliv, the dates have no din arla, because you're planting it for the use of the wood. So the Madani Melech argues, Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't bring every kasha, he seems to paskin that way. And he says, helekein lahalacha. See, he says that the luliv is takashver. And what people ask Erev Yamtif, that luliv is wood, so it should be potter. On this, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, to answer Madani Yantas kasha, that he says, no, notoi leluliv is achshevei, it has a chashivas. And since it has a chashivas, therefore it has a din more chashiv than Eitz Meichel, and therefore the halach is supplier. Chaim Knievsky in his Derech Amuna here in Perek Yud in Hilchos Arla in the Bir Halacha on Halacha Zayin writes that if you plant wood for atzei hamaracha, let's say you plant wood for a mitzvah, atzei hamaracha, if there are no peiros on the tree, there's no dinei arla. That this idea that the mitzvah is achshavei is only if it's a fruit tree. If it's a fruit tree, you plant it for the wood, letzarech mitzvah, it's chayiv. But if it's just a wood tree, so it's bechlal not shayach to the whole thing, and therefore it's not shayach. Therefore, aravis l'mashal, you plant aravis, there's no dinei arla on arava bush, because it's not a fruit tree. So there's no dinei arla. The mitzvah is achshavei. It doesn't matter if it's not a min. That's a fruit tree. You bury on the dasim. Same thing. No, I don't think so. I think he's saying is no, because you could read the Mechaber tell Lulav Chayev that the Lulav itself has Dinei Arla because it's Chasha for the Mitzvah. So he's saying no, the only need in is the Peiros. Now if you read Aruch HaShulchan, you can understand Aruch HaShulchan that he means the wood, but Chaim Knievsky is saying that it's not that way. What? The din arla is only on the fruit. It's not anything else. Okay. Now, agav, let's learn the previous Rabbi Akiva Eger, Chav Gimel. Rabbi Akiva Eger, oy bishvil ha'etzim l'sarfan, oy bishvil l'hareach, or to use it for the smell, you want to make perfume out of it. V'chein ilan shein peiros of Michael Bereim, v'noitim mishum refuah, saving a tree whose fruits are not normally eaten. And they're planting it for the fruits because they want to make medicine from it, or use it as a medicine. Ein bohem din arla. It also doesn't have dinei arla. So this is that even the fruit, the guf ha-fruit, if it's not made for normal uses of fruit, it's potter. Ulein vradim have a suffix. What are vradim? Rose balaz. So what's the suffix by roses? What do you eat on a rose? Well, in Simin Reish Dalid, in Arachayim, Hilchas Brachas, in Sifir Aleph, it says the bracha on Vradim is a bayer pri ha'adama, even though it's a tree. Even though it's a tree, if you want to eat rose petals, it's a bayer pri ha'adama. The Mishnah Berura says they fry it with honey. What are rose hips? Oh, the ball before it becomes a rose. Okay, so on the rose, you make a bayer pri ha'adama if you eat it. Now, the Mishnah Berura says the reason is, and I'm not sure what this means, it says the ikar fruit of a rose bush, a rose tree, is dezraim. And there's a rule, if you have a tree and there's one ikar fruit, and there's a secondary fruit, the secondary fruit you make ha'adama on, a caper bush. Gemara says there's four parts that are edible. Where'd you see a caper bush? It's laugh. On the kaisel, those are caper bush. And so the halach is the main fruit is eitz, and the secondary fruit is adama. I don't know what the words mean. The Mishnah Berura says that on a rose tree, the ikar is the seeds, and the flower is a secondary meichel, I guess, is a food, it's secondary, and therefore it's a bayer pri adama. I don't know what it means, the seeds. Anybody have eight rose seeds? I don't know what it means.
Maybe he knew that. Maybe
He's calling that is that what grows into a flower? Is that the same thing? So it's not two things really. It's
comes from it.
In the mean the center of it is the ikar and the petals are the secondary. Hey, it must be something like that, because that's what he's saying. You guys use rose water, but do you eat the roses also? No, you don't eat roses. So I'm not sure. So he brings here, it's a suffix if radim are chayiv and arlo or not. I don't know, what do they do today? They sell roses. They're makban on arla and rose bushes? No one eats them. I mean, they plant them, not for eating. Okay. Lo reyach, it's part of it. Okay, let us learn the last few sifim here. Sif chav hei. Okay, Rabbi say. Sif chav hei. Haneteya b'saych shalai. Litzayrich rabim chayiv. What does that mean? You're planting, it seems here clear, if you're planting in the street a tree, it says they used to plant for the oily regal. They planted in the tree in the side of the road, so when people are traveling, they can pick off fruits. That's potter. It's only on a teletach, b'saych shalai litzayrich rabim, that's chayiv. If you plant in your own property, litzayrich rabim, Yechayiv. So I don't have any problems with it, but apparently the Gra has a problem. He says, Lo yadati tama. I don't know why. If you're planting Litzarech Rabim, he means to say, how is that on the Tatem kol pri Michael, kol Eitz Michael? It's that's what he says. What? So I guess the Gra holds Hanah that others eat it is not he's not selling it. I guess that's what the Gra means. I don't know, the Be'er HaGaila in Samach Aleph writes Yalef Lamiv in the Tatem. He seems to say it's Xeris HaKasim somewhere in the Yerushalmi Mishnah Perek Amad Arla V'Yalef Lamiv is the Gemara, the Rambam from in the Tatem. So maybe the Gra means he doesn't understand how is in the Tatem Mashma that Tzarech Rabim is Chayiv. Rav Moshe, I think Rav Moshe is Hafeichba v'Hafeichba de Kulayba. So Rav Moshe has a long piece to explain all the Gedarim of trees that are exceptions and not exceptions in Dinei Arla. It's in Yeredeya Aleph, Shuva Kuf Pei Vav. His Yisayid is that all exceptions to Dinei Arla Atali in the words Eitz Michael Natatem, what's it called? Eitz Michael. And if someone's not an Eitz Michael, then it's excluded. That excludes Siyag and Eitzim that we spoke about in the past, and the Reyach that we said that the Rabbi Kiv Hagen brought. And he says when you detail the Tzarech Rabim, that means you're not noteya it to be an Eitz Michael that's harvested like a normal Eitz Michael. It's a tree that's planted so that people who pass by can come by and make use of it. So he says that Einoi Eitz Michael ba'isa l'rabim. It's not called Eitz. It means it's not a harvested Eitz when it's made l'rabim. If it's a pre, the suffix, because Magen Avraham there really says it's a suffix, it's a Eitz Hadama. And therefore, suffik bracha, so we make our dhamma to play it safe. But,
you know, you're planning it to buy the right rose.
Right. Yeah, we always say that eitz and arla toli zeh b'zeh, and it's chayiv, that's how eitz is chayiv, and arla is not, is not. That's the usual club. The way Ramesh explains, that's not called netatim kol eitz maichol. Netatim kol eitz maichol, someone plants a tree for harvest. We plant this so that passerbys could eat from it. That's not under the gedder of a normal Eitz Michael.
Here it says it's chayiv.
No, also Ramesh is explaining in the tshuva why you need a special pasuk for it. Ramesh there says, why do I need to do the tatem? The Baragola says that you need a pasuk for it. He says, Tzorchei Rabim be'etzem is potter, because it's not called Eitz Michael. He says, why do I need a ribay akra? He asked the kasha, why didn't we back raw? It's also being eaten. So he answers this hagdara of Eitz Michael. Okay. Chavav. This is a list of things that are chayiv. Adetea b'shusa rabim. Someone who plants for his own purposes. B'shusa rabim. Vagazlin shenata. Or a thief plants. Vavitkechavim shenata. Here it is smack in the middle of a sif. Like the biggest chiddush of this whole siman is that Arla applies to a guy's trees. Right? Normally it only applies to a yid's trees. Here it's like agav, right? If the gazlan shenata, they have avi kachavim shenata. You'd think there are more trees planted by goyim than by gazlanim. But, okay, mistamas to say during the Mishnah. Avi kachavim shenata, bein lasu, bein Yisrael. Doesn't matter if the guy plants it for himself or for a yid. Vaneteya babayis. Okay, this is already a chiddush. Someone who plants in the house, this means not on the floor, in the earth, but he plants it in the house, even on a gag shemila yafar, v'natabai, even on a roof. You fill up the roof with earth and you plant there. And we have to explain why that's chayiv and arla. It's very negat today, as I'll tell you in a moment. V'aneteya b'svina, on a boat, v'atzitz af b'she'inay nakuv, or in a flower pot, even if it doesn't have a hole in it. Chayiv. Okay, the second half needs explanation because we normally understand that dinei peiros haaretz are tali in aretz, not in flower pots and not if you place it on a roof. So therefore, this all needs an explanation. The gra, three straight gras, he's matmi on the Shulchan Aruch. In the Tebeser Shalai, he's the Tzarech Rabim, he says, Eni Adei Atamai. It's not quite arguing. And in Samach Gimel by Gag, and Samach Talid by Otzitz, the Gra argues. So let's explain both of these dinim. What? Well, in the case of Otzitz, he says it depends. In the case of Gag, the Likut, the piece, let me speak it out, and then we'll read it. It's hard to read it without speaking it out. The Te'al Agag, the Pashit, he plays on a roof, the Shashkafer Chitzayna, the Shashkafer Ishayna, is he plant on a roof? That's not the Danish Shemitah don't apply, and the Chumash Samaisis don't apply, and that's Hashkafer Yishayna. That Arla shouldn't apply. And by the way, this is Negea today, because I mentioned to you that they have places where, for one reason or another, they take tractors, they dig up the earth, they spread a tarp that there's no yunika through the tarp, and they put the earth back. They do it for Danish Shemitah. They do it to avoid problems with bugs, worms, earthborne creatures climbing into the thrips, getting into fruit. That's like Netei al Agag, Pashtus. So the question is, why Netei al Agag is chayiv in Arla? Now, before I start, it's a kula and a chumra. Netei al Agag chayiv v'arla means that you're not going to separate Trumas and Maisis from it either. All right, but you're not going to eat it at all. Never have to separate. But also that if you say it's chayiv in Arla, and then you transplant it, you rip it up, and you plant it somewhere else, and with enough earth that it could be yainik, that it's going to be part of Arla. Now, if you hold that a flower pot or a gag has nothing to do with Arla, so then when you replant it, you have to start the Shnei Sa'arla. It's really a chumra and a kula. It's a chumra for the first 3 years, and a kula for subsequent years, that your yotza arla was planting something in a flower pot or on a roof. So let's go one at a time. First on a roof. Makar is a tshuvas harash. The tshuvas harash says if you plant on a roof, it's chayiv in arla, and he brings two makaris. One is a mishnah in Maisrais that says that the betzalim sheshushu ba'aliyah, if you have onions that took root on earth on a roof or in an attic, so it says taru milatami. It's not makabel tuma. Anything mechubel lekarka is not makabel tuma. What about things growing on earth on a roof? So the Mishnah says not makabel tuma. So the Rosh says we see from there that it's attached to the ground. It's chayiv and arla. Chayiv and arla. The second raya is from another Mishnah that talks about Noflam HaPailas, if a house collapsed, and growing out of the ruins of the house, there were seeds in the house. and it's growing out of the seeds of the house, it's chayiv and arla. So those are his two rayas. What? I don't know if he's explaining why, but that's what he's saying, these two rayas. These are rayas. The why, I'm not sure.
He doesn't speak about it.
How's the second raya? It's on the ground. So that's the grah. The grah is a problem. The grah is samach gimel. There are two parts. There's one that starts samach gimel, and then three lines later, in the beginning of a line, it starts likud. One likud is clearer. Ala gag, rayose shalarash, mimashamru perakei demaisis, but solom shishrishu. So he's saying, what's the raya from tumah to arla to chumas amaisris? He doesn't understand the raya, and then later he brings nafla aleim apilus vehemagulin harielu kinetuim besada. He says, understand the raya from apilus. A house collapsed, something grows. It's growing from the ground. Now, maybe you plan to dig up the house, but right now it's growing from the ground. So he says, I don't understand that either. Asurim b'shviyas, chayavim b'maisris. Of course, the chayavim arla. It's like koyaliyah, ela beretz mamish. It seems that Rush understood a house collapsed and what's growing out of the stuff that was in the attic. But he says, what's the difference? Once it collapsed into the ground, who says it's growing from the attic? I'll get Tatsus in a minute.
I'll get Tatsus in a minute.
You're right. But anyway, this is the tmiya on someone who plants in a roof. Comes out, halacha lemaisa, where we're in bad shape. We have here the mechaber, the shach and taz agree that the chayiv. We're not going to be makel against them by their isa. So if it grows in an aliyah or in a greenhouse and not from the ground, or you put a tarp and it grows, it's chayiv in arlo, it can be makel because it's a grah against the rosh and a machaber. On the other hand, we're going to be machmer like the grah. If they take it, they replant it. So, you know, we who follow the such strong words of a grah would follow the shita sagra. And we'd be machba both ways. You end up stuck in both directions. It's chayiv and arla. Well, if you know for sure it's the same din. Seikah samoter, but the same din should be the same.
Maybe.
The shaila that we had a few weeks ago, transporting the tree that already grew the 3 years on the truck.
I want to get to that. But let me talk about otzitz and I'll get to it. Okay, good. Yeah.
Something that's on the God, if it's actually attached to the God, then it's
makabel
tumah because it's attached to something that's
makabel. No, but it's not makabel tumah,
because
it's makabel l'karka.
Yeah, not
makabel. So
why is
it a right
arla? Yeah,
that's the gross tumiyah. That's the gross tumiyah. What does tumah have to do? Tumah some ashes and arla. The second din is the din of a flower pot. Of a otzitz. Again, the mechaber says otzitz is chayiv. And again, the grah wonders what the mechaber is doing. He's ignoring the whole shitas harishayim in the sugi of otzitz nakiv. And again, it's a kula nechumra. Otzitz shein nakiv. Again, it's nafkamila gabi trumis and replanting it. Very few people plant trees in an otzitz and leave it there forever. Usually plant it in an otzitz and you replant it in the field. So the makar and the rishayim for the shayla of otzitz is a machlaikis rishayim. Actually, sugi of otzitz nokav is in the first parak of Gittin. And there we have two shitas the rishayim. Rashi on the Gemara and the Rosh and the Tor follow that it's only in otzitz klicheres that we're talking about. Or earthenware otzitz, the seeds, the shroshim hayoinik from the ground. If you take a flower pot, you put it on the ground, and the flower pot is made out of cheres. Cheres is porous. And Chazal had this Kabbalah that it's able to have yanika from the ground. So of course it's chayiv and arla. But the taina is, according to Rashi in the Rosh of the Torah, a regular otzitz, or a flower pot that's on a carpeted floor, on a windowsill, that's pata from arla. Because that's not yanika from the ground. Okay, one second. We're talking about they're going on otzitz. The second sheet is the Rambam sheet. and Taisus and Gittin, Machi Rashi, Taisus and Gittin, and they say Atzei Ilan are different. Only Atzei Zera have Yanika only through Cheres. But an Atzei Ilan, which is wood, is Yanik through wood also. Even if the flower pot is made out of wood, it's also Yanik. So what comes out? It comes out that Sai Rashi and Taisus, Sai the Rosh and the Rambam, they argue, they don't hold that flower pots are Chayiv and Arlo. They hold the only Chayiv and Arlo to Yanik from the earth. What's Taish Yanik from the earth? Rashi holds Kli Cheres, and the Taisus and the Rambam hold even Kli Eis. But Kli Matchis, let's say you have a metal flower pot, or maybe a plastic flower pot, or you have it on a cement floor, on a windowsill, so then it's certainly Pata from Arlo. So the Tmiya is why the Mechaber is Saisim, but Oy Bat is Shein Enok of Chayiv. He says, if it's an Atz Shein Enok, if it's Chayiv, it's a Dova Tumua. And the Gra in Samach Dalid wonders about it. He said, Yushama Yom HaKli Cheres, Kushitas Taisvis, even Bishalites, Ala Rosh Hatur Kasev Kad Shitas Rashi Dafka Kli Cheres. Yishami Mashra Kedivir Rambam B'chol In Yemidi Boilei Mahani Gav Kein Lizroem Hoyel V'shoshim Shalila Nikfu Oisei Kevar. Okay, the Lashon is that on an eighth, a wooden flower pot, the Shroshim of not of Zroem, but of an Elon, are going to end up being Yainik. They're going to work their way down and they'll break through the wood and they'll be Yainik from the earth which is underneath. Avol Shitas Rashi and Tzalk Lezed Adokav Hu Gav Kein. That's what he says. So you need someone with broad shoulders to say, if it's metal, it's no arla. Right? It seems pashut that way. If it's metal, I just can't point it to you. So the Chazanish writes it. The Chazanish writes, if it's a metal flower pot, you put it from arla. Halacha l'maase. Now, today they make the flower pots with holes. So if you put in too much water, it drains out. But if you have a flower pot without holes underneath, a metal flower pot is put it from arla, not the mechaber. So you're right. The Gra Shitasa disagrees with the Gag. Why would it be different than a Gag? Yeah. Why is an Otzis different than a Gag? I don't know.
The
Gra.
Start again.
Yeah, Koy Chazin issue. You plant it, you start again. Unless it's an earthen keli, right? If it's a metal or plastic. The roof. All right, you're limiting the case in the Shulchan Aruch. That is such a roof.
Again, if you do it in your house, but you cement floors,
according to Chazanish, it'll be potter. It can't be yainik. It's potter. That's what the Gross says. That's what Rashi and Taisa say. And just the mechaber is saisim. It's one of those cases where you create a mechaber. If you don't know the mechaberis, you don't get it right. It seems to be that it has to be the kavanas of mechaber this way. It's very hard to understand different. The what? He's saying that maybe the Mechaber says, oh, it's always Cheres. Could be. Yeah. The question really is if the Mechaber means to paskin only Kli Cheres, even Kli Eitz. If Stam Otzis, then it's Cheres, then it's Kli Cheres. So. Mechaber's Rashi and Taisus. I assume so. It's hard. It's a mechaber. It says chayiv. He's not mechalim. I assume so. Certainly, if the eitz is on a look, we don't put it on earthen floors anyway. There are no earthen floors in Brooklyn, right? We don't have in our houses earthen floors. Flower pots. I don't think it's yainik through cement. So enough on the first floor through a basement.
Maybe he also didn't have to write the language of the mission too. He only took the language of the mission.
So it could be, all the terutzim could be. Shlomo Zalman in his Ayin Aleph, is in Chelak Aleph, is his Lord Tshuva and Arla. In Ozayin, he's very misupik what to do l'maisa. He says to be mashmir like both shitas, which again makes it by eights. He says to be mashmir like both shitas. By matchis, I think everybody is meikel. Now, what? I don't know, but it doesn't come up because the whole machlek is by wood. I don't think we have wooden flower pots too much. So not wooden flower pots put on the ground. So it's not much of nafkamina. Plastic, metal were makel. Plastic, I don't know the mitzias. If the roots break through the plastic or don't break through the plastic, I don't know the mitzias.
So if it has holes in it, it's on the
If it has holes, it's yainik, it's not shayin.
So it's diet and you transplant
it. Makel. Now here is where Chaim Kanievsky comes up with his aura in Perek Yud, Sivkot and Samachay, that our trees that grow on the earth and are taken from a nursery to be planted on East 22nd Street or wherever they plant it, they transport it in a truck. So his aura is that while it's in the truck, it's like in an otzit shalmateches, and while it's in the truck, it should be disconnected from the ground. It should lose its whole din arla, and therefore, when it gets to its destination, you should need a new 3 years. Yeah, okay. The hell's in it? So that's his. I understand. All right, so he blies it at Tzarechi, and it sounds like more of a ha'ora than halacha l'maisa. It could well be that that's not the vart. It doesn't make it an eitz meichel if you're transporting it. It could be. It's a svara like that. Right, the ball of earth. Now it's like an otzis. Every otzis has a ball of earth. And it should be disconnected from the ground now. So it should be, it should start again. It should reset the clock. So he says it as a tzarech yid. He doesn't say lamaisa, and do with it what you want.
So to speak. I mean, they took it from the yemen. They drove it over.
The goyim are usually the ones doing it. I don't know how much das they have in the first place.
You know, so you kind of think you just picked it up, pulled it off the sidewalk for a minute, or a day.
I don't know.
But is plastic not considered like a
tikaras? Well, things are not yainik through plastic. But the question is if the roots could make a hole in it. So I don't know the mitzias. It may depend on the grade of the plastic.
Okay.
So it says in the air, it says 10 tefachim. The Gemara talks about if it's on stilts through the air. I think it says 10 tefachim. So through air. I don't know, to me it was a strange thing. It's yainik through air. I asked Dr. Babbage, he said, of course things are yainik through air. Those that are free radicals, right? What are free radicals? They're from the 1960s, right? Yeah. So free radicals are a molecular... So the water, Tysus asked about the water. If I recall correctly, it's in the first parak in Gittin. We're learning it this year, so I learned it 7 years ago. But I think Tysus says the begasheshes that it's chayiv. It's begasheshes. It's within a certain closeness to the earth.
Didn't we say because mushrooms are
yearning
from the air?
No,
that's right.
Mushrooms are yearning only from the air. Yeah. Yeah, so he's saying you chisel can live with the soil, but that's only if that soil is karkas mechayiv and arlen. But if that soil is on metal, so that soil would never be mechayiv and arlen in the first place. So it's not in soil that has dina arlen anymore. Sivchav zayin ha'oila me'elav. If a tree grows on its own, what should be the din? Easy question. When they taught them, call it Michael. Right? If a tree grows on its own, how does it mean grows on its own? No trees grow on their own. It means someone dropped a seed on the ground, the svichim like of a tree. But it says, if it's oil it's chayiv. If it's oil me'el b'shus yachid, it's chayiv. So l'chayr, it doesn't make sense. It's not in the tatem. So the shach lamed hay says, b'yishuv oil me'el of chayiv, the mistama yedei avaydes adama, Mistam, it's coming from Nitatem. Mistam is coming from some type of a Nitia. B'makid Terashim, in a place where no one plants, a rocky area, a potter. So there, it's potter from Arla. If you have in your backyard, between the cracks of the concrete, a tree growing up, grows out of the earth. So that's potter. Afilu anetea b'makim she'ena yishuv, potter. If you planted the midbar, the Gemara says that your potter. Why? So this is where Moshe explains the Tatu Kol Eitz Meichel is a tree that's planted that would be harvested. If a tree is planted in the midbar, you have a good Samaritan. and he wants to plant the tree in the midbar for people who come, but it's not, doesn't pay to harvest it, so it's not kedei tipul, it doesn't have a value that anybody would be metapel with it, shemetapel bepei raisa, which me and liyishuv, maisa kedei tipul chayiv. If you plant in the midbar and you're going to harvest it, it's enough that it pays to harvest it, it's normal to harvest it, then you chayiv. If you're planting an amount that's not normal to harvest,
like
then you're pata, like kikaya di aina.
So okay. All those blueberries in the camp, that grow all
the
wild.
Blueberries no that grow them. Wild. It's very interesting. The blueberries that grow wild, according to this, they should be pata unless they're. I don't know why is it for when someone decides to use it for harvesting, it could be a change. I'm not sure, but we had that earlier in Sif Chav Gimel. It says even if you plant it for wood, but then you mishane it, so within 3 years it's chayiv. Yeah, okay. So I guess it depends. It says there at the end of Chav Gimel, it says Mchashav Olav, the last four lines. Mchashav La'achakach La'achia Chayla Chayiv Arala. If afterwards you decided to harvest it, I guess it's yours.
Take the blueberry now inside.
It's yours. No, it means the owner of the tree wants to use it regularly for blueberries. Well, mine are like mishas natia. But you don't get 3 new years. You still go by the original plan.
We haven't even said the shot again. It says untaten. Like we have drushes like kiyitan, kiyutan. If you need kavona, untaten sounds like you have to do it. It's still me'ela. You're right. It happens. People were working. But where was the kavona to plant?
Mistama, they made this Adama, I don't know.
I mean, you have enough.
He's planting, as he's planting, he fell somewhere else. Okay. I'm not sure exactly what the Gedarim of the Tat. So I think Tosis in Gittin says, I think maybe Loshan Gemara, it's because Sheshes is talking to Sfina, sometimes is within 10 tefachim of the ground. And it has a unique either way.
So that comes into Machlekes Rashi and Taisa, doesn't it have to be cheres or even a wood one? Normally, I think over there it says the bone doesn't.
Says wood. No, it says it's wood. Okay. Anyway, that's Sif Chav Zayin Chav Ches Avikachavim Shoyamaycha Peiris Farmer Shaar Lahein. You have a guy who's selling Peiris, and he tells you this is third year Peiris. I shall net a revaya, and even Eretz Yisrael. Einoi neman. I feel amar miish plain lekachtim. A guy lechumra is not believed. Why is he not believed? So the Taz Chaf Tes says the Gemara Seif Yevamis Hatam Shalash Biach Mechay Omer Kain. He doesn't realize it's going to be Asaf a Jew. He's saying Lashbiach Mechay. By Hashem Kol for Beis Vav, him loy Shayach Lashbiach Mechay. If it's not a case of Shem Mechay, there's a shayla of a guy who's Nema. A guy is Nema, not Mesiach of Yituma. Mesiach of Yituma, a guy Mesiach of Yituma is Nema on Lechumra, even by Deraisa, and Lekul only by Derabana. The guy is Mesiach of Yituma. So this is the halacha of the Nemanus of the guy. What? The guy says it's Arla. Because Lashbiach Mechay is saying it's a young tree. It seems it was a praiseworthy thing. I don't know. Okay, I want it. What? Yeah, there's no concept of Arla, right? I'd like to share with you, in concluding Dinei Arla, two Reb Chai Knievskis in Derech Emuna. One, One is very typical Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is learning Hilchos Arla. He asked a kasha that none of us ask. But he asked. He asked how Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave was allowed to eat the charuvim. You had a kasha? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was in the cave with Reb Elazar, and a miracle happened. It grew a tree shel charuvim. So Reb Chaim wonders. What? So he says, if Olam Me'elo B'Shusarabim is Potter, then he says that it's a raya from there. That Olam Me'elo B'Shusarabim is Potter, he says that Nasi Shapir. It brings Rishayim that disagree with it.
So
what?
The tree of Neis, Chayiv and Arlo.
Like Chaim's Kler, Shemnes is Chaim. When I was reading it, I just had to smile, like, you know, Reb Chaim.
If he was fighting and no one was there,
it's
not
Reb Chaim. Then he's not Reb Chaim. Someone asked about Eitz Hadas. Yeah, that was a Chaim in Orla, though. There's a second piece which to me is very important halacha lemaisa, the shailas that people ask, although you won't chop at first why I say people ask the shailas. Reb Chaim in the Gedorim of Eitz Meichel, so Reb Chaim writes, and this is in Perek Yud halacha hey, where it says it has to be Eitz Meichel. So Reb Chaim writes that if you have a tree that has fruits, but it's not the derech to harvest the fruits. The owner plans to harvest it, but it's not the derech to harvest such fruits, then it's pater from arla. In other words, Eitz Meichel is two things. If the owner planted for a different kavana, that's the Perush of Shulchan Aruch, and he brings stuff from Makairis, I don't remember the Makairis, but he brings that if it's ain derech ha'olam, la'ichlai potter gam benoitei la'achila. Even if this person is planting a la'achila, it's not the derech, then it's not called a Eitz Meichel, and it's potter. Why does this matter to me very much? I'll tell you why. Because one of the few shilas that have to do with botany that Rabbanim get in New York City has to do with cutting down a fruit tree. That's what people ask. They buy a house, they cut it, there's a fruit tree, they want to expand the house, and there's a fruit tree on the property. So they always tell me, their Goyish gardener said, oh, you sell it to me for a dollar. And then I rip it out. You know, that's what the guy himself. So we have that it's only in Eitz Meichel L'machir. It's very interesting. From the Gemara in Bava Kama, it seems clear that if the property is worth more with the tree off than with the tree on, that's not baltashkes. If you want to expand the chatzer, you want to extend your house, it seems very clear from the Gemara, and the Rosh makes a diak in the Gemara, that it's mutter. Afal pikein, all of the achrayim are very machmer. It's in the Indian of Sakanta, and then the Tziv, who's from the Gedai Leilita, in the Tshuva Meshudav, is very machmer on ripping up any fruit tree. Rav Palm used to ask people if the fruit is edible. Very often, fruit trees in New York City don't go together, and very often the fruit is not edible. So the fruit's not edible, he told them that they could rip up the tree. It has to be an edible fruit. There are some trees, maybe you know, I don't know, certain berries that grow, and people ask me, I say, is it edible? They tell me that the Orientals come and they pick off these berries. Isn't ginkgo a store? Ginkgo?
It smells terribly.
It smells terribly.
The Chinese come and they
take it. So the shaila is, it's edible. It's edible, but nobody today plants it la'achila. So my shaila is, can I take this from Chaim? Reb Chaim says, even if somebody plays a fachila, but it's not derech ha'olam l'noite la'achila, could I be mekel? It's not called an eitz meichel. Could I make a hekesh from Orla to Baltashkes, which is also only an eitz meichel? So I don't know, you know, it's that kind of things you don't fool around with.
If you
see, okay. So anyway, this is my shout. Sakana things you don't like to fool around with, and you know what? You're healthy. Okay. If you move it over, it's a terrace. Simcha Friedman upstairs brings his tractor, makes a ditch, and gets a bunch of Mexicans. They push the tree with all its roots to the side of the property, and he doesn't rip it out. How in the world you do that, I don't know, but that's what he says they do. So you can do. You can keep it planted, but otherwise, now, you know, we're learning in yeshiva. There's a Kol Hayra learning other parts of Yeridaya. So they're learning Hilchos Mezuzah. So I tell people, one of the shailas people ask by mezuzah is when they move out, if they're allowed to take the mezuzahs. So Shulchan Aruch says, if you're not going to move in, you're not allowed to take the mezuzahs. People always look to get around it. So I told them, if anybody ever asks you a shaila, just tell them the Gemara says, the Brisa says, someone was a machbid, v'kavar ishta yushnei banav. So when you tell them it's also, it says in Shulchan Aruch, say, yeah, but my neighbor told me, my friend told me. So you tell them, cover ishta yushnei banav, rachmana litzlan, they say, okay, they'll leave the tree behind, you know, like, you know, what?
The
school of Parnassus, all right? So, okay, I'll ask you for the last 5 minutes to turn the page. We have a bonus, Hilchas Kala Ya'ilon, which very few people learn. My goal is someday to make a siyum in Hilchas on Yerideya. So you have to learn Kala Ilan. Kala Ilan is only 7 sifim. And what in the world is Tloy Ilan? Anybody know where in Chumash it says climb by a tree? Good. Doesn't say. Okay. So I want to give you a Hagdama. I want to give you a Hagdama to Hilchas Klai Ilan. I think this Hagdama is the Aruch HaShulchan's Hagdama. He says, how many types of klayim are there in the Torah? 6. 6, 3 have to do with things that grow, and 3 don't. The 6 types of klayim, 1 is shatnez, kalei begadim. Then there's klay behema. There are 2 types of klayim by a behema. 1 is to be merabeya, min al sheinai minai, to take 2 min animals and be merabeya one on the other. And the other is Sharvach Hamar Yachtav, is attaching to an ox or a wagon, 2 different animals. So that there's 1 type of Kali Begadim, Shatnez, 2 types of Kali Behema. There are 3 Kaliim by the earth. 1 is Kali Zroim, which is quite complicated because of the what distance you have to leave between Kali Zroim. I should tell you that unbeknownst to many people, Kloy Zroim, the dinim of Kloy by Zroim, do not apply in Chutz Laaretz. We're going to have that in, if we get to Kali Zroim. And I had somebody here in Shul who planted something in his flower pot, and then around it he took a bunch of tomato seeds. He made like a nice pretty circle of tomato sprouts in the flower pot. Someone's in his house, he said, Kloyim. So he's somebody who never learned to, Kloyim, what's Kloyim? So he came to me. So I told him, if klayim applies in a flower pot, I have to look up. But kali zroim don't apply in chutz laaretz. So therefore, there's no issue.
It's probably nicker where he did it. You know, this is the circle and this is the
seven. All right, maybe. Then there's kali akerem. Klayim bekerem is a special iser, a mochamedik iser, a hanoa, on klayim in a kerem. And that applies midrabanam chutz laaretz as well, because of the chaymer ha-iser. And then we have Kali Ha'ilon. What are Kali Ha'ilon? Kali Ha'ilon is grafting a branch of one min onto another min. Grafting, where does that come from in the Chumash? So there is no Beferish Apostolic in the Torah. But the Gemara darshans it in Kedushin, in the end of the first parak, probably around Lamites. The Gemara darshans Smichus. It says, behemtecha loisarbiya klayim, and then sotcha loisizra klayim. So marbiya is to take a fully grown animal and a fully grown male and female and be marbiya then one and the other. So sotcha loisizra klayim has to do with planting. But from the smichus we learn the isra of grafting one fully grown a tree to another fully grown tree, one to the other, that itself is also an Issa Daraisa. Now, I want to tell you that when it says there are Taryag Mitzvahs Daraisa, it's not really accurate. The Rambam writes in the Shroshim that to be counted in the 613 Mitzvahs, it has to be a Pasuk. Something you learn from a Drasha and Koshka, and you learn from Malchus Messina, Nisach Hamayim is Daraisa. It's not one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, because we learn it out of Halacha Rishon Sinai, purely Halacha Rishon Sinai. And the same thing with new mitzvahs that we darshan out of smichus, the Rambam doesn't count it in the Taryag. Whether others count it, I have no idea. But the Rambam doesn't count it in the Taryag, it's still a Daraisa. We call it a Din Daraisa. But it's not one. It's not a loisa say Daraisa. There's no Malkus.
It's not a mitzvah.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know. The Rambam, before Sefer Mitzvahs, has the Shrusha, his rules for it. So somebody argues not, I have no idea. But Lamaisa, this is a Daraisa that you won't find the Farish in the Pasuk. And that is the Isser of grafting trees one to the other. Let's learn Sif Aleph. So the Isser is grafting. The fruit doesn't become Isser. You're allowed to eat the nectarine. But it, you know. How do we get? I want you to know there's an important letter of Rabbi Saul Salanter on Derech HaLimud. I'll answer your question, but you can't really learn Gemara. We're so used to it, we don't notice. Bali Tshuva notice. The Rabbi Saul Salanter writes the following. It says, when the Torah was given, there were three levels. There was Aleph Beis. Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is the Aleph Beis. Yes, why is this an Aleph? Why is this a Beis? It's given. There's no question. Of course, God has his reasons that this and Aleph is a Beis, but it's not. Torah is given Aleph Beis. Then you have Torah Shavasav, and then you have Torah Shavapah. So Salanta writes, he says, in that Kufa, you learn Torah Shavasav, and you argued, how do we darshan? Klal upratu klal. Oh, I found a klal, I found a prat, I found a klal, let's darshan it. If the Chasimus HaTalmid, we saw Salanta says, that the drushes of Torah Shavasav are like Aleph Beis. We don't make new drushes. You never see a true Negris Maisha, a Neid B'Yehuda, you heard Shlomo Kluger. You never see, they say, hey, I found a new klal, a prat to klal. It says this klal, it says this klal, it says a prat. Let's dash a klal, a prat to klal. Or I found a new hekish, let me make a new hekish. So even though in the Itzumei Shal Torah would be shy of such a thing, B'Sol Salanta says, Chasima Satalmid, is that becomes Aleph Beis. We have now three things. How you dash a Torah Shabbat Sav, it's like Aleph Beis. We take only the drushes that are Mekubalim Etzlein. And then we have Gemara, which is our equivalent of, it's still Torah Shabbat Peh, but it's our equivalent of our Torah Shabbat Sav was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. We take it, we accept the Gemara, we as Kashas. They learn Chumash, they as Kashas. And then we have their Torah Shabbat Peh, we have our Torah Shabbat Peh. Whatever we do from the Gemara invite. But the question of how to darshan, we're not holding by knowing how to darshan. In the whole last 500 years, all the Achrayinim, I'm aware of two Achrayinim that explain drushes. An uncle and a nephew. The two that explain drushes are the Nitziv, the Hamikdavar, and the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima, it was a Goyin Otzum, the Torah Tamima explains drushes. Somebody asked me how to explain a drusha. I only could look at the Hamikdavar, who explains it often, and the Torah Tamima, who explains it much more often. So sometimes they explain why we dash in this way and not that way. Otherwise, it's very difficult to explain this smichus. I can make up a new smichus, you know. I'll find a new smichus and I'll dash in it. So, you know, I don't know. Not sure. Adam Dan Kavu Chaimer may ask. My see, Kavu Chaimer is something else. The Kavu Chaimer is, you know, someone will say, Chazal said, you bench on a Kazayas and a Kabeya. Pay two Kabeyas, do I bench? And we say it's Kavu Chaimer. From one Kabeya, bench on two Kabeyas. So say, Meche Tesi, we don't make Kavu Chaimers. Kavu Chaimer is our logic, and therefore their thing. Now, the halacha still is that ain't like a Menadin. From a Kavu Chaimer, we don't give Malkus. And one of the reasons given is because we're never sure that the Kavu Chaimer is right. And like a minute.
What?
The Kavu Chaimer is also okay. Okay. I mean, the rule that's rules for Daya, I won't be saying we don't. There are rules for Kavu Chaimer. Okay. Anyway, the question was how you darshan the smichus to tell me this chiddush. So it's hard for me to tell you. I imagine that we darshan a grown animal and a grown animal to a grown tree to a grown tree. Being Mirabeya, similar to that. I don't know about plants. Why don't I don't? Do they graft tomato plants to, I don't know, to pickles? Cucumber plants? I don't know. Okay, so I don't know. All right. So Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll learn the dinim of Kalim.